Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. It's Lorraine Hibbert.
Oh, Lorraine, great. Just the person I was wanting to talk to. Cool.
Yes.
yeah, how's Tansy going? Is she okay? Improving? Or?
Just the same. She's still got her little sneeze or cough, whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. Has it gotten better with the medication? Like improved?
What was that, sorry?
Hasn't improved with the medication? Just the
No. But, I mean, she seems fine. She's happy. She's eating. Everything normal.
Cool.
Yeah. Just okay. This little sneeze or cough it is.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Like, we definitely got a positive on one of the common bacterias. And that's the one, you know, we're talking about some of these bacteria that might be hanging around for a long time and definitely spread by the sort of like asymptomatic healthy birds as well. So it is the, infectious coryza that's positive, but everything
Sorry,
else
I'm
is
just
negative.
Gonna, I'm just going to swap these phones over. Our phones are terrible.
That's
I won't be a minute. I'm just going to pick up the landline. Might be easier. Oh, well, it is a landline, but the other one.
All good.
Are you there?
Yep. Is that better?
Oops. Yeah, you're very, very faint.
Is that better? There you go.
Yeah, but it's very quiet.
Okay. Might just be me. That's all right. But, okay. Now, look, I was just thinking, what might be good is if we can get her back, I can try and flush her nostrils again, because she did have a lot of sort of mucus up there.
Oh, sorry. What was that, Brock?
Sorry. If we can get her, I think we should try and get her back, and I can keep flushing her nostrils. Because when I was doing that, there was quite a lot of mucus.
Oh,
yeah. It was all clear. Like, it might be that she's still, like, a little bit of infection up there. So I would think that might be a good option. If I can keep flushing the sinus and we keep on the medication for another week, hopefully we try to get on top of it there.
Yeah.
But sometimes these bacteria can be resistant. So we could also do another test where we culture it as well and find out what is sensitive for it as well.
Oh,
You know, if she's always sneezing a little bit, I would dare say, like, it could definitely get worse. You know, like, it's just sort of maybe maintaining a little bit. But I think, the next step for us, if she's not responded well, is just to keep flushing and probably just check what else, like, what antibiotics the bacteria is sensitive to, for sure. But, I think that's the best thing for her, for sure. But it seems like it may be a long-term sort of thing for her, unfortunately, and all the birds.
Yeah.
Well, could you bring her back this week for me to do that, to do the flushing and...
How would Friday be?
Yeah, Friday works. I'm just not here on Friday, but Vanessa's here, and she's obviously very good. So I can book that in for Friday. I've got 9 a.m., 9:30, and then like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock onwards.
I'm just... actually doing a course this week, but I might get Steve to bring her.
Yep. That should be fine. Does he have a particular day that works, or is it Friday as well?
Would it be a Wednesday or tomorrow, or?
Yeah, I could do Wednesday. Just have a look.
Yeah, sorry, this phone's absolutely terrible.
What about, we could do 10:30 tomorrow, 11:30, or in the afternoon after about 3:30?
Oh, say 11:30, yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
I'm sure that'll be fine with him, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll say flush nostrils, discuss culture. Cool, okay. Yeah, I'm sure we can definitely make her better, Lorraine, but sometimes the antibiotics we use, they're resistant to it, which I wouldn't be surprised. So, because I think the last chicken was on the lincospectin as well, wasn't she? The one before Tansy?
She was on that, and then she was also on something else,
So, yeah, we might be dealing with something a bit special. Okay, cool. All right, but, honestly, like, doing the flush will make a big difference for her. Like, shifting a lot of that mucus will be really, really nice for her.
Oh,
And should make those antibiotics penetrate a little bit more, so. Cool. All right, well, we'll see Stephen and Tansy tomorrow at 11:30.
Okay. Would you be able to print out some information about that for me?
Yeah, definitely. I can do that for you. Just write that down. I'll just say print info on infectious coryza. Cool. that should be good. I think there is a vaccine for it, but it's a little bit too late now. Everyone's already exposed and probably infected, I think. But that might be something we do next time. Like, usually we just say, like, they're all exposed. They've probably all got the infection.
Yeah.
So once they've all passed away, you know, we clean the property really well. We might vaccinate the new chickens if they're not already vaccinated. And then hopefully we can avoid it in the future again. But it's super common. And, yeah, like city chicks, mostly all the birds have it, honestly, for sure. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's okay. But, yeah, hopefully we'll get her over this hump and she'll feel better and she won't have a flare-up for a long time, if at all, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. I might sound a bit vague because of this phone.
That's okay. Sorry. Well, that's all right. Well, yeah, if you got any more questions, like, just have Stephen ask me tomorrow or send me an email or whatever. But, yeah, otherwise,
yeah,
I'll see you tomorrow at 11:30 and I'll flush the nostrils out for him. She'll,
yeah.
And have a chat about some other medication.
Okay, then. Yeah. Is there any later in the afternoon on tomorrow?
Yeah, certainly. I've got probably do like maybe 1 o'clock, 1:30 or 3:30 onwards.
Oh, okay, because I will be home from my course. Actually, I'll make it 3:30 and then I'll be able to come too.
Great. Cool. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 3:30 then. Book that in.
Okay, thank you.
No worries, Lauren. See you then.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.